sea levels are rising at the fastest pace in 3,000 years, and we are experiencing the hottest summers in history. We must act now to save our planet, animals, and ourselves.
Young climate activists paint a dire picture, sometimes literally. One sign at last week's climate strike in Aspen was just a drawing of a house on fire. The message kids are trying to get across is one of urgency. Thea Hecht is a sophomore at Aspen High School. She says it's her future at stake, and any problems will be her problems.
I think that it's our generation that's going to be affected, so we care the most. Like, yes, our parents will be facing some of this, but our parents will be fine, and we're going to be the generation that has to deal. We're the generation that has to fix this.
And the young people calling for action have specific demands. From stopping the extraction of fossil fuels to limiting single-use plastics, students have come to the table with a bevy of suggestions to alter the course of climate change. At the march the other day, Aspen High School junior Evelyn Leibinger carried a sign that said 100% renewable is 100% doable.
100% renewable energy is possible, and we've invented so many things. For example, solar power. Like, we have the resources to do it. It's just, when are we going to put it in full action?
One common thread in youth climate protests has been this: we're noticing something you're not, and you need to do something we can't. One sign at Aspen's climate strike read, "If you don't act like adults, we will." So what do the adults in charge have to say in response? Aspen Mayor Tory says politicians in the valley aren't necessarily the ones who need to hear that message.
Not everybody, you know, in Washington is listening. Not everybody is on board and ready to make action. But here locally, we are, and we are dedicated to doing positive climate mitigation action.
Tory said he was heartened to see so many young people standing up for what they believe in, but he also lamented that they had to take to the streets for what he called a sad cause. For some, this global groundswell of young people pushing for action on climate change has inspired hope. Others, though, say it'll take more than carrying signs to usher in policy change.
I'm not even completely convinced that this is going to work. It's just another group of kids. I think there needs to be not only rallies, but we can't just stop after the strike.
That's Tullis Burrows. He's a senior at Aspen High School who helped organize the strike. He says the next step, and the most important one, is to head to the polls.
We need to find the right ways to channel our energy. I think this helps, but it doesn't really matter if we don't vote.
Until then, Burroughs says being in this town in particular provides a unique advantage for youth climate activism.
A good portion of the people who have the authority to kind of make the decisions necessary are here. And hopefully when they see Aspen kids taking action, they'll be more willing to do something themselves.
Tomorrow, the Pitkin County Board of Commissioners will consider declaring a climate emergency. And earlier this month, a group of students, including the daughters of one of the commissioners, went to the board and suggested they do just that. Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.